Good morning. Welcome back to Hour 4 of Rosie on the House. Arizona, Saturday morning listening tradition. We're greatly humbled by the fact that we represent the number one broad radio broadcast throughout Arizona on Saturday mornings. We want to thank you for listening. We want to continue collecting your ideas on topics you want to talk about. Email us at rosieonthehouse.com. If you want to join the conversation, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Interesting thing about the radio business is when you call in, we have these computer screens up in the room, and we can see where you're calling from by your area code. Romy, do you see the area codes that where we're getting phone calls from? We have an area code of 251 and an area code of 218.
No idea where either one of those are from.
And
either.
We don't know in particular what their questions are right now, but they're ringing in right now and they want to visit with us. Have no idea where those area codes are from, but that's all right. If you're here in the great state of Arizona, we want to help you out.
With cell phones and not needing to change your number
right
when you move, we see that more and more and more. 251 is Alabama.
Hot dog.
Let's see, 218.
Well, listen. One of the things we've asked people a lot is, what do you want to talk about?
Minnesota. Maybe that's Julia.
Alabama and Minnesota. Online, on hold right now to talk to us at Rosie on the House, and we'll get to y'all's calls. I'm going to beg your patience here just for a couple minutes. We're going to talk this hour about a topic that really is talked about a lot in the press as being a very, very hot trend in remodeling homes. But I've never seen that trend. I've been remodeling homes for 45 years now. I've never seen this trend. And Everybody keeps talking about it. So I asked Jennifer to help me out with a little survey this week.
Well, for one thing, they're calling it the gray wave, right? So this the boomers are all
the
turning
gray wave.
We're part of the gray wave. You're looking a little half gray there.
I'm a part of that, that's for sure.
So girls get to go to the beauty shop, so. I ain't sporting no gray. But anyway, this trend will come. But it's going to come. It's not an easy sell. People don't want to admit, especially our generation, that they're getting older. We're fiercely independent. We want to stay on our own as long as we can.
You don't want to admit that crawling in and out of the tub is going to become a dangerous event some point in your life.
Well, and you don't want a remodeler looking at you and saying, I think you should think about aging in place.
That's right. It's time for you to think about it.
Safety. Or safety. You better be safe in your own home.
What are you doing this for? You're going to be dead before we're done anyway.
So you polled all of our Rosie certified contractors throughout Arizona.
I did. I just kind of called around and said, how much of this are you seeing?
Erin Design down in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. She does some of it. She's actually certified in aging in place.
You can earn a
degree. Oh, I didn't get to talk to her, but let me just tell you who I did.
Assurance Builders down in Tucson, mm-hmm. And then you've got Kirk Development in Phoenix, and you got BC Renovations and TWD.
Yeah, and all of them do different amounts of aging in place, but it doesn't usually come up as, hey, I'm old and I need to learn how to live in my place. It comes up more organically, like, I want to do a remodel, and then in the course of the designer or the architect or whoever asking them, well, let's talk about how you live in this house. Mm-hmm. What are your plans? Do you plan to ever move again? Do you plan on moving into a community at some point? Or are you going to stay in this house?
Well, how about like Romy? Like when he threw his back out in the garden just last month. That was last year. What would you have liked your house to have different to have made it a little bit easier for you to
function?
Well, the steps to get in the front door was the first challenge.
You were all but crippled up, man.
Well, there's all kinds of reasons you would need help in your house. Rosie, your sister Nita has had 4 hip replacements, and she's our age.
And she's not an old person.
No, she's got stairs everywhere.
And she lives in a 3-story home.
It snows and ice.
At 9,000 feet above Colorado Springs. She's the most beautiful skier in all of Colorado.
Even with. And then, you know, there's veterans, all kinds of injuries there. So there's all kinds. And then young moms, you know, there's all kinds of reasons that our homes could be more user-friendly. So if you think about this in terms of I want my house to be easier to use, or maybe to care. Maybe I'm going to bring my mom or my dad home, or maybe I'm going to build a little casita. I need that building to be very, and it doesn't have to look like, and you know, the old school nursing stuff, nursing home stuff is really ugly. But all the public,
the manufacturers have kind of got on board with some good looking stuff.
You wouldn't even know. They don't. You know what? They don't call those grab bars anymore. You know what they call them? Balance bars.
Okay. All right.
It's good. All in how you present it.
Well, because
I bet they charge more for those too.
Well, they're very pretty.
Well, I can tell you at Rosie on the House Remodeling, I can't think of once ever in 40 years of remodeling Arcadia and Scottsdale and Carefree ever this being a topic of someone wanting. That's why they were calling us.
Well, and some of the things they talk about, like I asked Ann Lyons, who works for us at Rosie on the House Remodeling, one of the new trends they're talking about is no upper cabinets in your kitchen. That would drive me crazy. I need that space. And I asked her, have you ever had anybody
ask? That sounds like cluttered countertops to me.
Me too. And she said she's never, ever had anybody ask for that. But what they're trying to do is keep older people off step stools.
Okay.
Or actually children too. All these things can be applied to children. So, but we can talk more about that with our special guest today.
Because I've never been asked for this, there are specialists that deal with this. And let's bring Lisa Reeves into the conversation and have her introduce herself and talk a little bit about, she's asked about this all the time.
Well, she also lives this.
Very good. Miss Lisa, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you over the phone.
Nice to meet you over the phone. Your company is Ageless by Design.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into this.
Well, I have a 93-year-old mother who has lived with us for 5 years, and she has Alzheimer's, and she's also paranoid schizophrenic, which is a real fun combination. And actually, when she moved into our home, we had to make some really big decisions. And one of our decisions, because of the way our home is built, we have a 100-year-old home, is that we actually gave her our master bedroom suite, and we moved into the guest bedroom.
Okay.
Because it was going to be more functional, and we could have caregivers. There's so many issues to put in place, you know, to think through when you have a parent living with you. And, you know, what's going to be easiest for them. So that was one of the first things we did. And then we put in our balance bars everywhere.
Okay.
We literally screwed them in doorways. So my mom, we have a step that we could not get rid of. And we screwed balance bars in our doorways so that she could pull herself up and down. She's very active, but she just needed a little help. So there were just so many things we had to consider when she came to live with us.
I think part of the humor is how they've continually tried to change the name of this type of design to make it more acceptable. You know, at one time we just called it aging in place, and then we called it American Disabilities Compliance, and mm-hmm. what are they calling it now?
Well, it's still aging in place. I think they are trying to come up with some new hipper names because none of us want to think that we're getting old. I mean, you don't wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, "Oh my God, I'm old as dirt."
It's time for balance bars.
Oh my goodness!
I've heard smart design being used. I've heard better living design. Mm-hmm. I've heard a multi-generational design.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
and universal.
Universal design. So. Talk a little bit about, so people, you had to accommodate your mom, and then you converted this into a service you provide to others.
Well, I had been doing it before.
Okay.
I've been a designer for 25 years, and so you ask questions of people. You get to know them and their lifestyles when you first meet them, and you ask them questions. You know, are you going to stay in your home? Is this your last home? Are you thinking, you know, what are we going to do here? Do your grandchildren visit? Do your children visit? Are your parents ever going to come live with you? A lot of times they're already volunteering that information, but you get a sense of who they are, and you know, what are your friends active? Do you have friends that are in wheelchairs that come to visit you? You know, this is often for new build homes, but sometimes for remodel also. So you just have to get a sense of who the families are and what you need to accommodate.
And as I understand it, there are like basically seven principles that you encapsulate as you think through all of these circumstances.
There are. Do you want me to review them?
Yeah,
or?
let's review them real quick here.
Okay, so the first one's equitable use. So you're trying to design for people with diverse abilities. So you want the four-year-old and the grandmother to both be able to the best of your ability, use the same product.
Okay.
Then flexibility, kind of the same thing, but flexibility so it accommodates a wide range of individual preferences. Then you have simple and intuitive. In our world of high technology, when we're trying to make all our homes high tech, often those are not simple or intuitive. So you don't want a house smarter than you either.
Well, I'm a big believer in that. Simple and intuitive. I like that one.
Yep, it does make sense. The minute you can't turn your lights on because the house is smarter than you.
Yes, yeah.
So perceptible information, that's just information regardless of the conditions. It's more sensory. So it's lighting. I think that they don't. That they're not clear on how that is, but it's lighting, information effective for the user, regardless of the conditions or the user's sensory abilities, so blindness and that kind of thing, so perceptible. Then tolerance for error. You do not want someone walking in and not knowing how to use your faucet or your toilet.
Some of those have gotten pretty technical, haven't they?
Well, I quit putting in those toilets. You know that we have the low water use toilets now, and some
yes.
of them have the two buttons.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
for number
yep.
one and number two.
Yes.
But if you put those in a guest bathroom, they're like flushing every button 10 times. You've like defeated the purpose, and you don't want to have to give them a little pamphlet to know how to use your toilet when you walk in.
Very good.
So those are good for the bathrooms that you use all the time, because you don't have to relearn that, but you never want to put those in guest spaces.
Very good. Lisa Reeves, Ageless by Design, and you're down in Tucson?
I am.
Okay. And you've been a designer in the Tucson area for quite a while.
I have. It's hard to believe.
Well, listen, we appreciate you carving time out of your Saturday morning and joining us here and informing our audience here at Rosie on the House on some of the things to consider when you're smart designing, multi-generational designing, aging-in-place designing, universal designing, whatever design you're doing. We'll be talking about that a little bit more through the rest of the hour. Lisa, thanks for joining us. We've got Bill on hold from Green Valley. We'll get to your call right after this short break with an open line if you'd like to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348.